Welcome to the HCP5, your go-to roundup for the latest healthcare news and breakthroughs, curated specifically for busy healthcare professionals. Each week, we highlight five key developments or headlines from healthcare that you need to know, whether it's a cutting-edge treatment, regulatory updates, or innovations shaping the future of medicine. This week's top stories include the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issuance of a complete response letter to Aquestive Therapeutics' new drug application for dabutapinephrine, or Anaphylm, sublingual film for the treatment of type 1 allergic reactions, new phase 2 top-line data from Arcutis Biotherapeutics for roflumilast, or Zoryve, cream 0.05% in infants with atopic dermatitis, an accepted biologics license application from Galderma for rilabotulinum toxin A, for the temporary improvement of moderate to severe glabellar lines and lateral canthal lines, regulatory submissions for upadacitinib for the treatment of adult and adolescent patients living with non-segmental vitiligo, and top-line results from the phase 2b VESPER-3 study of Pfizer's PF-3944 in adults with obesity or overweight without type 2 diabetes. With the HCP5, you'll get the essential takeaways to stay informed and ahead of the curve. Here's your quick dive into the top stories for the week of February 1st, 2026. Let's jump in. Number 1, FDA issues CRL to dabutapinephrine, Anaphylm, sublingual film for type 1 allergic reactions. Announced on February 2, 2026, the FDA issued a CRL to Aquestive Therapeutics NDA for dabutapinephrine, or Anaphylm, sublingual film for the treatment of type 1 allergic reactions, including anaphylaxis, in patients weighing greater than or equal to 30 kilograms. The January 30, 2026, CRL detailed deficiencies in the dabutapinephrine human factors validation study, including instances of difficulty opening the pouch and incorrect film placement which, if unaddressed, the FDA believes could cause significant safety issues in the setting of anaphylaxis. Number 2. Positive top-line data released on roflumilast cream in infants with atopic dermatitis. On February 2, 2026, Arcutis Biotherapeutics announced positive top-line results from the Integument Infant Phase 2 study evaluating the safety, tolerability, and efficacy of roflumilast, or Zoryve, cream 0.05%, in infants aged 3 months to less than 24 months with atopic dermatitis. In the study, the highly selective and potent topical PDE4 inhibitor was well tolerated with a safety profile consistent with previous clinical trials. Results showed roflumilast cream improved the severity of disease and reduced the area of skin affected by atopic dermatitis, with 58% of participants achieving EASI 75 at week 4. Number 3. FDA accepts resubmitted BLA for rilabotulinum toxin, A for glabellar and lateral canthal lines. On February 2, 2026, Galderma announced the FDA's acceptance of the company's BLA resubmission for rilabotulinum toxin A for the temporary improvement of moderate to severe glabellar lines and lateral canthal lines in adults. The acceptance follows collaboration between Galderma and the agency to implement adjustments to the company's manufacturing process. Number 4. Upadacitinib regulatory applications submitted for adults, adolescents with vitiligo. On February 3, 2026, AbbVie announced the submission of applications to the FDA and EMA for a new indication for upadacitinib for the treatment of adult and adolescent patients living with non-segmental vitiligo. The regulatory submissions are supported by previously announced results from the VDUP studies evaluating the safety and efficacy of upadacitinib in patients with NSV. Number 5, VESPER-3, positive results of long-term GLP-1P-F3-944 in overweight and obesity without T2D. On February 3, 2026, Pfizer announced positive top-line results from the Phase 2 B VESPER-3 study investigating monthly maintenance dosing of its fully biased, ultra-long-acting, injectable GLP-1 receptor agonist PF3944, or MET-097i, in adults with obesity or overweight without type 2 diabetes. The study met the primary endpoint of statistically significant weight reduction at 28 weeks with a competitive tolerability profile. Of note, Weight loss continued after the pre-planned switch from weekly to monthly dosing, with no plateau observed at 28 weeks.